Friday from 5 to 7pm on Stewart Street.
Support local. See you there.
If you have ever thought about volunteering, now is a great time to contact Volunteering Waikato. Their brand new website makes it easier than ever before to find the right opportunity in your town. Get involved in your community, boost your CV, meet new people and learn new skills. For more information, go to volunteeringwaikato.org.nz. Volunteering Waikato, enriching lives.
And kia ora, good evening, Whangaroa and Raglan. I hope you're finding it awesome this evening. We are putting together some new jingles, so you might hear those in the next while. But meanwhile, we've got the ones you've been hearing for decades, which I think are good. So let's have a look. It's 6:08, and weather looks as though it's fairly settled. We've got possibly some showers coming up on Thursday morning and more likely on Friday. Not an awful lot though, and the pressure is reasonably high at the moment, 1021 hectopascals. The temperature is dropping, going down. Last time I looked it was 15, going down to 9 overnight. Lowest we're going to get to the weekend is going to be 6, so quite a lot of clear nights, cold nights. And the maximum we've got over the next few days, I think, is what we had today, which was 18. we've got a southwest swell of 3 metres, not much wind around. The next high tide will be 10:15 this evening, 3.1 metres. The next we'll see will also be 3.1. That will be about just before half past 10 tomorrow morning. And the days, of course, still getting shorter quite rapidly. So we've now got 7 minutes to 7 for a sunrise and 17 minutes to 6 for a sunset. So doing the show in the dark now for the rest of the winter. Things which are on this week are the Raglan Ramblers. Oh, I suppose I ought to start with tonight, which is the trivia night at the Harbourview Hotel, 7 o'clock. Then there's all the regular things happening during the week. As I usually say, have a look at our raglanradio.com page and you'll have a look at the events tab there and find loads of things going on every day. You find the Raglan Ramblers are going rambling, but it's a different place each week. So tomorrow they're off to the wind farm. The track, part of the track that goes up from near the falls, near Wairanga Falls, but a bit further up than that. So it should be good weather for that. Should be good views. Usual time and place, 9 o'clock from the down towards the bottom of James Street. If you've been working on some designs for the water tower mural, they're due in at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Hope you didn't get them wet, because apparently the water tower was leaking this morning. I think they fixed that. Certainly they had when I walked past it later on. There's also on the eve of Anzac Day a talk at the old school on official war history. So Koha for that one starts at 7 o'clock at the old school on Stewart Street tomorrow evening. Then, of course, there is Anzac Day itself, 11 o'clock on Bow Street for the memorial. We're also supposed to be having a chronicle come out tomorrow, but I don't know whether it will be on Anzac Day or maybe it'll be a day late. Maybe they're like me that they forgot it was Anzac Day and put it down as usual. I forgot when I was booking a bus and booked an 11:30 bus from Hamilton and then realised there weren't any buses from Raglan to Hamilton because it was a holiday. I've got a long bike ride. Moving on to Friday, when I should have recovered. We've got the Reader's Club at the old school at 10:30. Koha, for that one. If you've been thinking, must get round to reading the district annual plan and put some submissions in, then Friday is the deadline for that one. Of course, the headline thing is 13.5% rate increase, but we're also asking, if you don't like that, what should they be cutting? It's a much more difficult question. If you look through carefully enough, you'll probably find some things that they should be doing different. So you might want to put in submissions on those. It's only an annual plan, though, so we're going to have another go next year. And hopefully they might know what the government's doing on Three Waters and roading and all the other things that governments said. We don't like what the last lot were doing, but we don't actually know what we want to do. So by then, hopefully they will have decided what they want to do, which is why we've then got an annual plan rather than a long-term plan. There's another history talk on Friday evening, this one being on the researching local history, again a koha for that one, and again at the old school on Stuart Street. In line with all this history, we've got the museum with a tour at 1 o'clock on Saturday, and also happening at 1 o'clock on Saturday is the kickoff, or whatever they do with rugby, to see if they can defeat the Hauraki Tigers, who are coming to play the local rugby club. So 1 o'clock if you want to watch rugby down at Cross Street. If you don't want to go on a museum tour, or you might decide not to do either, which probably most people will. At 7:30 on Saturday evening, Harbourview Hotel have got 111. And Sunday it's crop swap again at the bowling club on James Street. That's starting 9:30. I think they changed it to 9:45, but it seemed to have gone back to 9:30. So that's on Sunday. That's covered it for what I've spotted which is on this week. Never seem to get any feedback that I've missed things, so hopefully I've not missed too much, or you find it elsewhere and don't bother to tell me. The Regional Council put up a media release about their bus fares, saying that government subsidies for age-based fares end on the 30th of April, but the Regional Council will maintain the fares until the 30th of June. But on the 1st of July, fares for Busit and Tuhiwa will increase by 20%, and the extended community Connect scheme, which began in July, we'll continue with half-price fares on total mobility services, and for community services cardholders, as they were part of the original scheme, cardholders can claim the discount by using a registered B card with the concession put on it. However, free fares for children aged 12 and under, and half-price fares for those under 24, will end. Infants under 5 still travel free. The fares on the buses in Hamilton, the Flex and the using Super Gold in Hamilton, will also continue unchanged. That Super Gold will continue unchanged across the whole region, still being free at all times. And the transport manager, Trudy Knight, says operating public transport is expensive. It all depends what you compare it with, but yeah, I just got some figures showing that the district council is spending just over 6% of its transport budget on transport. That's including subsidising Tuhiya, whereas there's 5% of us who don't own cars. So that accounts for 5% of that, and I think there's probably an awful lot more than 5% who would like to use their cars a lot less, because they've realised that maybe we've got a slight problem with climate change, and that using cars is not great for that. So my view is that they should be spending quite a bit more than 6% or so on buses, and that's something you might want to put in your annual plan submission. But they go on to say anyway, Community Connect has a weekly fare cap at 6.5 trips for children aged 5 to 18, and the adult fare cap will remain at 9 trips. So you get one trip free if you do 2 trips a day, 5 days a week. B-card sales increased 40% in the last quarter of 2023. B-card, of course, being the card that you show to get on the bus without paying the full cash fare. And they say that over 12,500 were bought in January to March this year, which is almost double the same period last year. Regional Council Chair Mikael Downard says that increases are never welcome. We haven't had an increase for some time now, so in some ways this is inevitable. Well, it's not inevitable. You could ask the Regional Council to increase the rates and to not increase the rates for people close to bus stops. Well, not close to bus stops, within 5 kilometres of bus stops. It seems a weird distance to choose, because I don't know anyone who walks 5 kilometres to catch a bus. But maybe I don't talk to the right people. So anyway, 5 kilometres from a bus stop is the distance they think you ought to be paying more for the bus, and beyond that you pay very little for the bus under their new proposals. Seems to me that, well, in fact seems to the district council as well, that the current system we've got is much fairer, just spreading it across the whole of the ratepayer base, which means that none of us pay all that much for it. I think it amounts to about the equivalent of four bus fares into Hamilton for the year. It seems to me a reason to not put the fares up by 20%, but put the rates up rather more. But anyway, the chair of the regional council says it's inevitable. And sitting in on the hearing that they had yesterday, I can understand why they came to that conclusion, because almost everybody there was saying, give us more roads, give us more roads. Roads in an awful state, we want more. And I think there was only one breath of reality, as I understand it, in there, which was somebody from Forest and Bird on Coromandel saying, we used to have lots of boat services and maybe it's time to go back to having lots of boat services serving Coromandel. In the old days, even with fairly slow steamships, they could managed to get over there in about the same time that it takes to drive around there these days. And with the much faster craft that we've got these days, it would be an awful lot faster to take a boat across to most of Coromandel than to drive from Auckland to Coromandel, which would reduce the carbon footprint and, in fact, get people there quicker. But no, the view of, has to be said that most of the people speaking at the hearing yesterday were looking very similar to me, in that they're elderly white males. I did notice a few females and even one or two young females, but not very many, not many young people generally. So most of the people who were crying out for more roads were, as I say, some of them were probably older than me, which is saying something. What else have we got? So the inevitable bus fare rises coming up in July, unless there's a great outcry, which I don't imagine there will be, as I suppose they'll get an awful lot of those forms filled in. But it was interesting to see that a lot of people had filled in various forms of protest on the fast track legislation. Something around about 30,000 from Greenpeace and Forest and Bird, and presumably quite a lot of others have been put in by various other ways as well, because there were lots of different ways of doing it, including just going straight to the parliamentary website and filling it in. So I'd be interested to see what those final figures are. It's quite a large response from people around the country, but whether the government notices that and takes any notice of it, we'll find out. The Statistics New Zealand have put out a media release about how the census went last year. They say it's doing well, but looking at the figures, I'm not quite so convinced, because they say that they got 4.4 million responses, and that by using the information that government has got and what they had in other census information, they come up to a figure of around 5 million, which means that there's over 500,000 missing from that figure. And 500,000 out of 5 million seems to me to be a high proportion of people who didn't get round to filling in their census form. So it's obviously disappointing when it comes to working out where money should be allocated and things like that, because it worries me that maybe Raglan was one of the areas where we did have a higher than usual number of people not keen to cooperate with the government. Which means that we're less likely to get allocated the money, which is always hard to get anyway. Talking of which, maybe we're better able to afford not to get government money, because one of the things that happened this morning was that the council had a workshop and they were looking at their gambling policy. With a recommendation from staff that they shouldn't change it. And the main basis of the recommendation was that we already have stricter rules on capping the number of gaming machines, the sinking lid, as it's called, for Waikato District, and that districts around us don't. And they're saying that it is working, so we don't need to change. So they're saying that the average spend per person per year in Waikato is $122 on gambling, whereas in Thames, Coromandel, they've got almost three times as much at $358 a year, and even Hamilton's about $32 more than us, at $154 a year. And they've looked at Auckland, that's $180. So generally, they haven't given any figures lower than Waikato, which isn't surprising, because figures like this tend to be quite selective. So I'd be interested to know what the lowest area is. I haven't tried to look that up yet, but they might do. What other news have I spotted this week? Oh, the Raglan Roast managed to get in the news in Wellington. It's in the news here, I think, because some people are not happy with the way the owner of Raglan Roast has been behaving with the tenancy of the yacht club. And some people would like to get rid of the yacht club, including apparently the owner of Raglan Roast, but some people wouldn't. But anyway, in Wellington, they're not worried about such things. And there was a spin-off article, I think it was about 4 days ago, saying Raglan Roast is a staple of Wellington coffee culture. And it's got five branches across the capital. And the person who wrote it said, "I'm a diehard Raglan Roast fan. It's the most affordable Wellington cafe and one of the only places you can get coffee after 3 o'clock. Which is one of the problems we've got in Raglan. I think that most of the cafes seem shut at 3. I've never quite understood why, but I suppose if you open at 7, maybe it's reasonable to close at 3. And the only other news I've spotted is the usual thing that I've been keeping an eye on of the number of COVID cases across the Waikato. And generally, the news looks like it's still good. So the number of cases this week's down to 175 from 205. And the number of deaths is down from 3 to 2 this week. The number in hospitals, not such good news. It's up from 12 to 13. But I suppose it's sort of always around each day anyway, so maybe 12 and 13 is not too much different. So hopefully people are being more aware and getting the vaccines and all that sort of stuff. So that's the news which I've spotted this week. Let's have the bottom of the hour items, and then we'll listen to our councillor talking with one of our council valuations or property department staff, talking about how that harbour lease property, which includes the yacht club, is dealt with. So here's the bottom of the hour.
North respect to the Red Robin Reggae Rodeo.
Yeah, you're in the Red Robin's Reggae Rodeo.
This is the Reggae Rodeo every Friday from 6 till 8 with your host Red Robin here out of Raglan. It's a fantastic Friday night.
Red Robin Reggae Rodeo.
Do 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 ba ba.
When in the West, listen to the best, Raglan Community Radio, 98.1.
Well, finished quicker than I thought it was going to finish. I always get surprised by how quickly the adverts finish. But anyway, here's Lisa and Michelle talking about property and all that sort of thing, and going on to a few other things as well. So here goes. Quite a long interview this time.
Normally I'd be interviewing Lisa today anyway, but we wanted to. There's been talk about the Harbour Board properties in town, the leasehold sections that some of our businesses are renting. So it's complicated.